请我们打开提摩太前书第三章。
Can we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3?
提摩太前书第三章我们会念14和15节。
1 Timothy chapter 3, we'll be reading from verse 14 and 15.
其实我们可以念到16节。
Or we actually can finish at
16. 找到了我们就一起来念，用什么语言都可以。
When you find it, we can read together in whatever language.
圣灵明说，哦，错了，对不起。
Verse 14,
三章十四节。
Verse 14,
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我当言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。大灾敬谦的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传以外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。第二处也是在提摩太前书第四章
Chapter 4,
我们会从第七念到第九节。
Reading from verse 7 to verse 9.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己，操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔，凡事都有益处，因为有新生而来生的应许。这话是可信的，十分可佩服的。好，圣经暂时读这么多，我们低头有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，当我们一起奉你的名聚集的时候
，Lord Jesus, as we gather in your name,
主，你必照你自己所应许的。就会在我们的中间。
You may be among us, Lord, according to your promise.
主，因着你在我们中间，我们就应当向你敬拜，存敬畏的心，侍立在你的面前。
As your in our midst, help us, Lord, to be reverent towards you and to really worship you in awe.
主，求你在这个时候，在我们的当中，每一个人的心里，让我们安静敬畏。站在你的面前。
Lord, help us, Lord, in each one of our hearts, be quiet and fearing you.
给我们一个能够受教的心。
Give us a teachable heart.
给我们一个能听的耳朵。
Ears that can hear.
更给我们一个敬畏你的心。
And give us a heart fearing you.
主，求你在这个时候特别的用你的宝血来接近我们每一位。
May you especially cleanse us with your precious blood.
洁净讲的、翻译的和听的。
Cleanse the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
好让我们不谬讲你自己的真理。
That we will not belittle your truth.
好叫你自己透过圣灵用你自己的话语能够对我们每个心来说话。
May the Holy Spirit will speak to our hearts through your word.
主，我们要的是你在我们里边那一个真实的生命的交通。
Lord, what we need is the true fellowship of life.
我们向你求的是帮助我们做一个敬畏你的人。
Help us, Lord, to be God-fearing people.
让我们的行事为人跟我们的恩能相称。
That what we do and say will be according to the calling that we have been called.
我们恭敬的把这个时间交在主的手中。
We commit to you reverently.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
上个星期在这里有一个交通聚会。
Last Sunday there was a fellowship meeting here.
弟兄姐妹都有很好的交通，而且时间不够。
Brothers and sisters all have very good fellowship, but then we ran out of time.
聚会完了，还有弟兄对我说，我本来今天也要交通的。
And today some brothers saying that perhaps today we can continue the fellowship meeting.
我也说过我也有准备要交通，不过我也没时间，所以我留到今天来交通。
And I say that I also have word to share with you, but I'll leave it for today.
所以今天不是讲道。
So today is not a preaching.
我只是把我在近日心中的一些的负担来跟大家有一点的交通。
I more like sharing you a burden that's in my heart lately.
保罗写给提摩太这封书信，他说有一个非常明确的目的和原因。
Paul wrote this letter to Timothy. He has a very clear and established purpose.
他说我要把这些事来写给你。
He said, I write this to you.
如果我没有很快的可以再与你们见面的话，
If I was delayed and cannot be with you soon,
我要让你能够知道在神的家中应该怎样行。
But I want you to know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
那么就是说，在保罗的观念的里边，
Therefore, in the minds of Paul,
神的家就是教会。
God's house is the church.
我们每一个的人在这个家里边都必须知道该如何行的。
That each one of us, we know should know how to conduct ourselves in this house.
因为教会不仅仅是一帮一个一个的蒙恩的人而已。
Because the church is not just every individual Christian.
他说这家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
This is the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
我们今天很多人对教会有一个不完整的概念。
Today, people have an incomplete idea or picture of what the church is.
在过往的一些年日里边，
In the past days,
我相信在我们的中间，我们比较强调跟提到家的感觉。
We always felt that we should talk about or share about what it means to feel at home.
所以我们会经常强调，同样这一个强调是很重要的。
And we do emphasize that, and this is an important emphasis.
就是家庭不是法庭。
That is a family, is not a courthouse.
家的里边是讲爱的地方，不是讲是非的地方。
The house is where we talk about love, not talk about right and wrong.
我们常常跟弟兄姐妹讲，在神的家中最主要的是彼此相爱的这个主题。
We're saying that in the house of God, is the most important thing is to how to love one another.
这一面当然是极其重要的。
Of course, this is very, very important.
不过慢慢的，我觉得我们有一种很松散的状况。
But slowly we discover that we are become very loose in certain things.
因为是在家里。
Because it is our house.
所以我想干什么，我就可以干什么。
So we say, I can do whatever I like.
我想做什么，我就可以照我喜欢的来做。
Whatever I like to do, according to what I like, I will just do it.
我们想事总是想到我有什么权利。
We think about what authority I have, what rights I have.
我们常常讲到这个家是好像一个民主的地方，没有专制的地方。
As if a house is a democratic area, there's no dictatorship.
保罗在这里提醒提摩太。
But Paul here was reminding Timothy.
这是永生神的家，没错。
This is the house of the living God.Surely that's right.
但是它同时是真理的柱石和根基。
Is the pillar and ground of the truth.
什么叫做根基呢？
What is the ground or foundation?
根基就是那隐藏在底下的非常坚实、非常丰富的东西。
A ground foundation is something solid.Something rich, something that's hidden underneath.
你要记得在你在这个神的家里边。
So you need to know that in the house of God,
你我有没有这种隐藏的基督的丰富在你的里边？
Do you have that hidden riches of Christ within you?
今天我们多少人一直在外边忙碌。
Many of us are busy about with our life.
很多的人赶着今天去这个特会，明天去那个特会。
They were rushing out to go to this special conference or go to that special conference.
隐藏的生活被许多的人忘记了。
But that hidden life was forgotten by those people.
自己活在主面前，面对面单独的在主的面前的交通失掉了。
They lost even that one-to-one fellowship with God.
我们习惯了做一个活在人面前的人。
We are now practicing how to live before others.
人看不见的地方，我们一点都没有积蓄。与主之间的关系。
But when people, the things that people can't see, like your relationship with God, you did not persist with it.
这里说到这一个家有一个根基。
Here you talk about this house has a foundation.
这个根基是什么呢？
And what is this foundation?
是真理。
It is the truth.
我们再想一想，真理是什么呢？
And we say, what is truth?
今天我们常常把道理当成真理。
Sometimes we have equate doctrines to truth.
我们把教条当成真理。
Or rules and regulations as truth.
我们把祖宗的遗传当成真理。
Or even the family tradition to be truth.
主耶稣说，我就是真理。
But Jesus said, I am the truth.
教会的根基是耶稣基督。
The ground of the church is Jesus Christ.
没有别的根基。
No other foundation.
也不能立别的根基。
We cannot establish any other foundation.
在基督之外。
Apart from Christ.
我们如果还有别的根基，那是不对的。
If we still have other foundation, that is wrong.
我们要强调这一点是什么？
We must emphasize this because.
有些时候我们觉得一件很可悲的事。
Sometimes we see something quite tragic.
在基督徒与基督徒的之间
，among Christians, relationship Christian,
因为我们成长的不同的教会背景
，because we came from different church backgrounds,
我们接受不同的影响
，we have received different type of influence.
然后我们就会把这些不同的东西以为这个叫做根基
，then we think that those differences are actually truth.
我们以为这个叫做真理
，we say there is truth.
然后我们常常为真理而打仗。
Then we always fight for so-called truth.
主耶稣再三地警告我们。
And Jesus has warned us many times.
只有他是真理。
Only he is the truth.
如果我们所争执的东西、所宝贝的东西不是耶稣的话
，If what we are fight for, what we treasure is not Christ Himself.
我们必须小心，必须醒悟过来。
Then we must be careful. We must wake up from that.
他也说到，这个家是真理的柱石。
He also said this house is a pillar of truth.
柱石是什么
？What is the pillar?
柱石就是立在那里看得见的见证。
A pillar is something that is straight, that is established, that is something you can see. It's a testimony.
在神的家里，不需要，不但需要有隐藏的基督的丰富。
So in the house of God, not only there's a hidden riches of Christ,
还需要有外边看得见的见证。
And also must have the testimony that can be witnessed by all.
我今天重点就是要讲到我们外边的见证这方面。
And today my emphasis will be on the outward testimony.
我记得雅各书里边有这么一句话。
I remember in the book of James there is such a word.
他说没有行为的信心是死的信心。
He said that faith without work is dead.
我们常常口口声声的宣称信心的事情。
We always try to proclaim the matter about faith.
但是我们活在人的面前，给人看见的是什么样的见证呢？
But when we live our life before men, what is the testimony that people see of us?
真理不只有根基，还有柱石的功用。
So truth not only has foundation, it also has pillar that you can see.
他跟着说到那么一句话，他说：“大哉敬谦的奥秘，道成了肉身。”
Then he said, "Great is the mystery of godliness that God was established in the flesh."
连主耶稣他都要道成为肉身来住在人的中间，丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Even Jesus Christ himself had to become flesh.And tabernacle among men, full of grace and truth.
他用这一个自身的真理来告诉你我这些蒙恩的罪人。
So basically, he's telling us that these truths to us sinners saved by grace.
我们的信仰不是单单一些的话语、一些的道理、一些的思想而已。
Our belief is not just certain words.Certain idea or thinking.
对的，我们从律法时代被拯救了出来。
Surely we have been saved from the age of law.
我们不再凭自己的行为得救。
We are no longer saved by our works.
律法不能救一个人。
The law cannot save anyone.
我们看清楚了，我们得救是因着信，根据的是主的宝血和主的恩典。
We saw that it was by faith in the savinggrace of the Lord Jesus Christ's blood.
但是现在来到一个问题是，你既然说蒙了主的拯救，有了重生的生命在你的里边，在我的里边。
But if you say that yes, now that I believe, I have the eternal life of the Lord Jesus Christ dwelling in me and dwelling in you.
那么这个生命应不应该有表现？有生活的见证出来呢？
So should this life have a certain manifestation or expression in our daily life?
我们人很容易偏向某一个方向的极端。
Because as human being, we are it's easy for us to go to one or two extremes.
要么就通通都是行为。
One is that we will do everything by our works.
然后我们就变成一个假冒为善的人。
Then we became people who are like hypocrites.
要么就都不要行为。
Or we say are no more works.
我们只讲那些空洞的道理。
We will just talk about the empty truth.
难怪有很多人对我们说。
That's why some people say to us.
有些基督徒你们好像活在半空中的。
Some Christians, you feel that they are living in mid-air.
你们并不是踏在地上实实在在的人。
That your feet are not firmly planted on the ground.
有一个还没信主的人曾经走到我们中间来。
There was once an unbeliever who walked among us, who came into our meeting.
他走了一圈以后讲了一句这样的话。
And after he walked for, he looked for a while, then he said this.
他说我在你们当中看见是一个市场。
He said, I saw that your church is like a marketplace.
我看见的是到处乱哄哄的光景。
I see everywhere people are talking and noisy.
我看不见在一帮信仰的人当中对神该有的敬畏。
I cannot see that for a group of people who say they have a faith, they do not show any respect to the God that they worship.
所以我心里有这样的一个负担。
So in my heart, I have such a burden.
在很多弟兄姐妹的交通中、祷告中，我也摸到这一个的负担。
And in many brothers and sisters' prayers and their fellowship, I also can touch that same burden.
我们对我们今天这种在神面前的教会生活十分不满意。
We are not satisfied with the church life that we have today before God.
我们亏欠我们的父。
We come short of our duty towards God.
当然，职人来说，是在那班带领的人。
Of course, the responsibility will fall on those people who are supposed to be leaders of this church.
因为在圣经历史上，神遣职的总是那些不忠心的牧人。
Because in the Bible always condemns, God always condemns those who are not faithful, those leaders who are not faithful.
群羊是没有责任的。
But the flock, they are without responsibility.
不过我们当中是否有一种也是需要提醒的。
But there's also something that we should remind you about.
所以当我在这里跟你讲到我们中间一些不好的现象的时候，
So when I talk to you about certain situation that is not good among us,
我没有资格责备任何的人。
I do not have that qualification to condemn anyone.
我也不敢这样。但是我愿意在主的里边跟你一起劝勉。
I also do not dare to do that, but I would like to encourage you before the Lord.
在神的家中我们讲爱。
In the house of God, we talk about love.
同时在神的家中必须也要讲管教。
We also need to talk about discipline in the house of God.
这是很清楚的。
This is something quite clear.
一个没有爱的教会不是教会。
A church that has no love is not a church.
一个没管教的教会也不是教会。
A church that has no discipline is also not a church.
一个没有生命的教会不是教会。
A church without life is not a church.
一个没有纪律的教会也不是教会。
A church without orders is also not a church.
这里边没有矛盾。
There should not be any conflict.
每个人都必须非常郑重地在主面前解决这样的态度。
Everyone must be very sincerely looking at these issues, reverently.
所以保罗在下边会紧跟着说到你们要操练敬虔。
That's why Paul continues to say to them that you must exercise in godliness.
敬虔是可以操练的。
Because you can actually exercise that.
正因为你我的懒惰我们的败坏所以我们需要操练。
Because you, of the laziness among us and of our corruptions, we should really exercise in this godliness.
在教会里边不是民主选举的制度。
Because in the church there's no such thing as democratic election.
我们在西方社会生活太久了，我们常常讲民主。
We have lived in the Western country for a long time. We thought that everything should be democratic.
我们甚至认为教会的事务要由多数群众来表决、来选举才对的。
We felt that the matters of the church should be up to the democratic voting of majority of the church.
多少的时候，我请你和我安静地想一下。
So many times I ask you and I to quietly think about this.
当我们想到教会要做一件事的时候，我们首先想到什么？
Whenever the church wants to do something, what do we think of first?
我们常常想的是我能不能同意，我能不能接受。
You always think about, can I agree with it? Can I actually accept it?
你这样做会不会影响我的生活方便？
You're doing this, will that affect the way I live?
我们常常想到许多个人的需要，哪怕很正常的需要。
And we think about our personal needs first, even though they could be very normal.
正常的来说，其实当我们来到神的家中，我们首先应该想到的是，神该如何得着我们的敬拜和顺服。
Whenever we come to about the house of God, we need to think about how God should receive our obedience and our worship and our love to Him.
耶稣时代犹太人的圣殿里边
At the time of Jesus at the temple of the Jewish people
人们也想出很多方便群众的方法
And people think about ways that can make life easy for the people
他们从各处从各国来到圣殿要来献祭的时候
When they come from other country, other parts of the world, to come to the holy temple to worship.
因为那些牛羊必须先经过祭司的查看，合不合格才能献祭。
Because the offering must be accepted by the to the examination of the high priest.
他们所带来的外国货币必须换成圣殿里的通用货币。
And the foreign currency they have.Must be changed to the local currency for the temple.
所以有人想出一些好的办法，他们就在院子里边开始做买卖。
So some people had good ideas. Say, let's set up a stores here that we can exchange these things for the visitors from outside.
我们给他们在这里很方便，就可以换到我们圣殿中的货币。
And they can change the currency that is suitable for the temple offering.
他们可以只要带钱来，就在这里买到合格的羊羔。
They can bring the money and they can buy the qualified animals for offerings.
但是当主耶稣走进圣殿的时候，
But when Jesus walked into the temple,
他拿起绳子作为鞭子，他赶走了那些的牛羊，他推荒。兑换银钱的人的镯子。
He has make a whip out of ropes, and then he has beaten on the stalls, and then he has turned over the tables of the money changers.
圣经着重的记载说，门徒们就想起他为神的殿心里着急，如同火烧。
And the disciple remembered that his heart burned, was anxious for the house of God.Like fire.
因为耶稣想到的是父的家不能成为买卖的地方。
Because Jesus think about this is my father's house and they have turned it into a marketplace.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我来到神的家中，你先想到的是你的方便，还是先想到的是天父的家该是怎样的地方呢？
So brothers and sisters, when you come to the house of God, do you think about your own convenience? Or you think about this is really the house of the Heavenly Father?
旧约最后一卷书信叫做马拉基书。
The last book of the Old Testament is called the Book of Malachi.
里边先知谴责了当时神的百姓那种普遍的不正常的光景。
And the prophet has condemned the abnormal situation among the people of Israel.
他说你们到神的面前来。
He said you came before God.
你们却把这些很自己的心很不重要的你们就拿来献祭。
Whatever your heart belittle or despise, you brought it to God to offer to God.
你们以为神的桌子并不重要。
You thought that the table of the Lord is not important.
你们随便的要怎么办都可以的，就想可以在神的面前来获取一种交易一样的生活吗？
As you are trying to make a bargain with God, and the whatever thing is you think that is suitable, you just brought to God.
宗教一旦在人的心中成为一种工具式的信仰。
Whenever religion became something that is like a formula, that is something that is with certain forms.
或者说工具就是被使用的工具。
Or it's like an instrument, like a utensil.
那么人与神之间那个正常的属灵的生命关系就没有存在。
And then it no longer exists that normal relationship between God and man.
历史上充满这样的教导和教训。
And the Bible are full of such histories. The history is full of such a.
今天的基督教当中也充满这样的教训。
And today in Christianity, we can also see such teachings quite common.
我们听到有些的教导就是，你有这位神多好呢，你要来信他。
He say, you have a God, he is so good, you must come and believe in him.
你在困难的时候，他帮你解决困难。
When you are in trouble, he will solve your trouble for you.
你失业了，他帮你找工作。
When you are without a job, he will help you to find a job.
你要找先生，要找太太，他也帮你找。
You need a wife, you need a husband, he will help you to find a wife or husband.
甚至有人还教导你怎么样为你另一个配偶来祷告。
And some people even teach you how to pray for your future partner.
然后我们在神的面前也变成一个工具。
And we ourselves became like a utensil or instrument in God's hand.
你已经信主了，你就要来做这个做那个。
That you are a believer now, you should do this and you should do that.
我们把它说成是你来侍奉这个侍奉那个。
We say, you should serve here, you should serve there.
其实这些都不是信仰的精髓。
Actually, all these are not the idea about what belief is.
信仰的真实是把你的生命交给了耶稣。
The truth or reality of our belief is that you commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ.
是让主耶稣进入你的里边，在凡事上，他透过圣灵来教导你和我。
That Jesus in you and through the Holy Spirit, he will teach you in all things.
而你自己所做的每一件事不是为着我这样做，神就会这样报答我。
And when you do something for God, you're not thinking that I'll do this so that he will reward me.
而是清楚的，因为这是主的喜欢，我是属他的人，我乐意来遵行他的旨意。
But you think to yourself, this is what the Lord delights in.And I will do it for him. This is my duty to the Lord.
我讨他的喜欢，照他的心意来做这件事的时候，后果我根本不再考虑。
I want to delight in him. I want to do this for him, for his delight. And what the result is, that is not what I care for.
因为我求的是主的喜欢，我要满足他的心意。
Because what I seek for is to please the Lord.Is that he may be satisfied.
弟兄姐妹，我刚才提到在马拉基书。
Brother and sister, I mentioned just now in the book of Malachi.
先知问那些人。
And the prophet asked the people.
你去见你的省长总督的时候，你敢用这么轻率的态度去见他吗？
When you go and meet your leader, your governor,Would you dare to approach them in such a way that is despising them?
你知道在提摩太前书因为特别讲到在教会中当如何行。
And especially in 1 Timothy, we talk about how should conduct ourselves in the house of God.
所以他也讲到一些非常非常具体的小事情。
So he talk about something which is very, very practical.
他说到女孩子该穿怎么样的衣服。
He talk about how women should dress themselves.
他说到男人该怎么样行为和言语。
He say how men should conduct themselves in words and in deeds.
他说到每次你到神面前来，先必须有一个敬畏的心。
He talk about how people should fear God when they come before God.
有一件事我提一提你应该很快就明白的。
There's something that I can mention to you and I believe that you can quickly understand that.
好多次做报告的弟兄在这里说。
So many times the brothers who make announcement will say this to you.
他说每次聚会时间到了。
Is that every time the meeting time started?
我们到场的人不够一半。
He say there are less than half of the people who are here at the right time when we start the meeting.
好像在爱心的里边，我好像应该对你说，迟到好过不到。
Of course, in love, I will say to you, it's better late than never.
但是我现在求你的是你心里用什么态度到神的家中来。
But what I'm pleading with you is this. What sort of attitude did you bring with you when you come to the house of God?
你是不是甚至以为你如果来了就给神好大的面子，我今天都不去做生意了。
Did you say that I come to the house, to the church that is already giving face to God because I'm not going out there to make money?
如果我们的存心不被纠正过来，
If our condition, if the condition of our heart is not corrected,
我担心有一天主会对你我说，
I'm afraid that one day God may say to you or to me,
我没跟你要这些东西。
I did not demand this from you.
你别来打扰我了。
Do not disturb me.
在我们聚会的过程，
In the process of our gathering,
有人跟我说，
Someone said to me,
有些人拿着个手机一直在那里玩，
Someone was using their handphone and they keep playing the handphone.
有人在那里打瞌睡，
Some people are falling asleep.
如果必须用爱心对你说，你能来我很高兴了。
Of course, in love, I say, it's good that you came.
因为你昨天晚上没睡好，你就尽管睡吧。
Because if you did not sleep well last night, you can continue to sleep.
但是我觉得我必须提醒你跟我。
But I must remind you and I.
我们能够到神的面前来是主的怜悯。
It is the mercy of the Lord that we can actually come before God.
你没有半点功劳配得来或者有资格来。
None of you can do anything so that you may be qualified to come before God.
你如果个心不被纠正的话，
But if your heart is not corrected,
你来了你几乎是来遭损失。
You came to this place, you're actually suffering loss, not gain.
保罗在哥林多前书那里说到一件事情，
And Paul mentioned this in the book of 1 Corinthians,
11章那里,
chapter 11.
也是我们天天碰到的事实。
It is the fact that we met, yes, every day.
我们每个主日都有掰饼。
We do have the Lord's table every week.
我们受传统的教导，掰饼是所有聚会中最重要的聚会。
Traditionally, we have been teaching here that the Lord's Table meeting is the most important meeting.
历史上对于白饼或者说守圣餐，天主教叫它做万米沙这件事。
And historically, that concerning the Lord's Table, some people call it communion, and the Catholic Church call it a mass.
都有一些很郑重、很严肃的讲究。
They all have some very reverent and very serious orders.
我稍微有一点的观察的时候，
As I observe them,
在天主教里，关于这个万米沙，他们采取一种认为极其极其神圣的做法。
Especially the Catholics, they think of the Mass is something that is very holy.
因为他们是认为这就是主的肉和主的血。
Because they're actually literally thinking that the bread and the cup represent the true flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus.
连一般的人都不敢碰这一个饼跟这一个杯的。
So even a common man cannot touch the cup and the bread.
所以你看见他们在万米沙的时候是每个人一个一个的走到他们的神父的面前来领受这个饼的。
So you can see that the people will line up one by one go before the priest to ask the priest to give it to them.
他们尽量做到外边所能够的那种好像敬畏的表现。
So they can show outwardly how they reverently accepting this cup and this bread.
很多人甚至在领受这个饼的时候，他们甚至会跪下来领受的。
And some of those people actually kneel down before they take the cup and the bread.
然后我也看见有一些很多的教会。
And I saw many churches.
他们的白饼聚会，他们叫做守圣餐，也有一定的规矩的。
And when they have the communions, they also have certain rules and regulations.
他们认为因为很神圣。
Because they think that it is holy.
所以有些地方甚至是一个月才举行一次守圣餐。
So some places only had it once a month.
而且当他们要守圣餐之前的一个星期，他们就会在大会公布说下个星期守圣餐。
And they will even announce a week beforehand, say next Sunday we'll have a communion.
你们这个星期要在家里好好认罪悔改。
And do remember to confess your sins and repent before the Lord.
准备下个星期你们来领圣餐。
So prepare yourself so that you can come and be ready to take the cup and the bread.
因为在哥林多前书那里是有很清楚的说到。
Because in 1 Corinthians it says something very clearly here.
他说你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的使只等到他来。26.
He said that in verse 26 that whenever, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干犯主的身主的血。
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself.
在我们的历史当中
，In our history.
我们的教导领受的教导是应该常常掰饼，这一点是非常宝贝的。
We have received teaching that we should always break bread. This is important.
我们强调每个人都必须亲自的在神的面前来敬拜，来爱慕主自己给我们成功的这一个救赎。
We emphasize that we should treasure and call it, and also reverently, knowing that this is the Lord's bread, Lord's blood and body that accomplished salvation for us.
所以我们每个主日我们都有掰饼。
So every Sunday we have the Lord's table.
本来是一件很美的纪念主的事情。
Should be something good, something that is of remembrance of, to the Lord.
但是我发现一种很奇怪的现象。
But I discovered something quite strange.
如果是白饼聚会放在早上开始
If we say that we have the Lord's table meeting first thing in the morning
我们看见那些愿意白饼的人
We saw those who are willing to break bread
他们总会很大部分的人迟到到直到刚刚要开始摆饼的时候他们就来了。
Some of those people who want to come and break bread, they will wait right until the moment before we take the cup and the bread and they will arrive.
他们的心还没有在主面前安静下来思念主的爱感激主的爱悔改认罪在主的面前。
Their heart hasn't even had the chance to quiet down.To think about God's love, to worship about God's love, and to even confess your sins before the Lord.
他们整个目标只是来要拿到饼吃，要喝这个杯，我必须有份。
Their only purpose of coming is that I must take part in the bread and the cup, and eating of it, drinking of it.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们的白饼是纯这样的心态在进行的话。
Brother and sister, if our heart desire to break bread is in such a manner,
你要听保罗后边讲那句极其严厉的警告。
Then you must listen to what Paul has warned you seriously about.
人应当自己省察，然后才吃喝这饼 这杯。
But let the man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
如果你连分辨都没进行分辨，
If you haven't even examined yourself before the cup and the bread,
你还带着心中许多的丑陋，行为上许多的过犯。
You also still come to the Lord with all the ugliness of your sins.
你却以为摆这个饼领这个杯能给你带来救赎，你就完全错了。
And you thought that drinking this cup and taking this bread will save me from my sins. You are totally wrong.
保罗甚至说你是在吃喝自己的罪。
But Paul even say that you are eating and drinking judgment to yourself.
十分严重的警告弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, a very serious warnings.
我听说在父堂有时候在摆饼的时候，
I heard that in the second hall when we have the Lord's table,
大家谈自己的话，谈归谈话，等会摆饼就是摆饼。
Everybody just chatting with one another, not everybody, some people were just chatting with one another, and then when the Lord and the table and when the bread and cup comes, they will take it.
教会的长执弟兄们深深的觉得不应该这样摆饼。
And some of the leaders, the elders of the church, and the responsible brothers felt that we should not break bread in such a manner.
如果我们许可这种情形继续这样下去，我巴不得把它停了。
If we allow this to continue in such a way, we might as well stop that meeting.
免得我们遭罪。
Otherwise, we'll be just drawing judgment to ourselves.
所以我说，今天我跟大家讲的东西，我没有资格要谴责，我是提醒你我查看我们的内心。
I say in the beginning that I have no right to judge you or to accuse you of anything.But this is more like encouragement for me to you. And let us think of us.
求主给我们有一个清洁和敬畏他的心，才来到他的面前。
Ask the Lord to give us a heart clean before Him, a heart fearing Him as we draw near to Him.
里边有那一个的诚实。
If you have that sincerity,
外边就有那一个的表现。
You have that sincerity within you, then externally you should express that sincerity as well.
我们再三的、再三的劝勉弟兄们。
So therefore, we have repeatedly encouraged you, warned you.
我们不是一直要注意外表怎么做、怎么样。
We are not trying to focus only on the external things.
我们做重的是在提醒弟兄们，你们的心在主的面前不能够无痛无痒，与主没有交通。
But what we emphasize is that in your heart, your relationship with the Lord, you should be aware of these things and felt it is really something and not something that is so common that you think that is okay.
你里边被纠正对了，与主的关系对了。
And when your own condition, your own heart is corrected,
你外边很多的行动就会自然的表现的对了。
Then outwardly, all your external behavior will be correct.
有外边的行动不外代表着有里边的真实。
Of course, only have the outward expression does not mean that you have that inward reality.
但是没有外边的行动，肯定里边没有真实。
But of course, if without the outward expression, surely there's no inward reality of that relationship with God.
在马拉基书，先知还控诉百姓一件事情。
Malachi also, as a prophet, accused the people in this way.
他说，你们为什么抢夺神的东西呢？
He said, why are you robbing God?
那些百姓说，我哪里抢神的东西呢？
And the people answer, when did we rob God?
神就透过先知说，
And God through the prophet say to them,
在你们当奉献的十分之一这件事上， 你们抢夺了我的财产。
You have robbed God in your one-tenth tying to his God.
我们会想，我赚的钱干嘛一定要奉献十分之一？
And you say, well, the money I earn, why should I offer one-tenth of it?
因为你还没认识到主是你的主宰。
Because you have yet to know that God is your sovereign.
你以为前途是你自己努力用自己的聪明和力量挣过来的。
You thought that your money is out of your own talents, your own hard works.
所以你有主宰的权利来使用你所喜欢用的东西。
So you have your full sovereignty over all these monies that you have.
但是先知在那里是要提醒每一个平凡的神的子民。
And the prophet reminding all every common people of God.
我们能够工作，我们能够有赚钱的机会，我们有健康生存的能力，都是神的怜悯和恩典。
That we can actually survive, we can actually have the ability or strength or health to earn money is all by the grace of God.
我们存一个感恩的心，从神领受这些，所以我们该把当归给神的那一份奉献到主的脚前。
And we have what God has given us, and we be thankful to Him and offer what we should give Him to His feet.
当然，有些教会为鼓励人奉献。
Some churches do encourage people, their people to offer.
他们常常跟你说你哪去种啊，种下就会生百倍啊。
And they say to you, you go like planting something, and when you plant it, you return a hundredfold to you.
我认为我们存这样的心还不够完整。
I felt that is perhaps not a complete, picture of what it should be.
从神的应许来说，他的确说过。
Yes, from the promise of God, he did say that.
你可以在这件事上试试我。
You can try me, test me on this.
你是越给越穷呢，还是越给越富？
Do you become poorer if you give to me, or do you become richer?
所有爱主的人给我们一个见证。
Everyone who loves the Lord will testify to us.
我们的祝福在乎我们不断的给出去，而不是不断的收进来。
Our blessing is in when we give much, and that's our blessing is not what we keep for ourselves.
但是对于我们自己。
But to ourselves,
我们不应该有一种做生意的观念来跟神做生意。
We should not have that business mind to try to treat offering as something as a bargain.
而是我们从一个感恩的心来对神说。
But we come to God with a heart of thanksgiving.
今天你给我这个能力和恩典。
Today you gave me this, money at this.
我不过把你给我的许多的里边哪一点来给你看，我是感谢你的。
I will just take some of those I have earned and give to you as a matter of thanksgiving.
你不要以为神是穷的，神说过我一点都不缺东西啊。
Do not think that God is poor as if He needs anything. No, He does not.
但是神为什么又要求你我？要在这十分之一的事上要留意去做呢？
Then why did God remind us to offer up our one-tenth to Him?
我在强调的是，道成了肉身，行走在人的中间，有恩典，有真理。
Again, I'll say this to you, the Word became flesh and tabernacle among men, full of grace and truth.
教会就是神主耶稣基督的身体。
The church, it is the Lord Jesus' body.
他继续的来执行主在人间要做的那些美善的恩典的事情。
That he will continue to do what is good and what is, to him is good for man.
所以地方教会有责任顾念贫穷的人和需要中的人。
Therefore, the local church has that responsibility to look after the poor, to look after those who have needs, financially or otherwise.
对于神家里的人更是如此。
And certainly, for those in the house of God, we need to pay special attention.
那我的时间过了一点点，对不起哈。
I have must apologize that my time now has overshot.
我必须回到我心中的一个的感动。
I must now return to something that touched my heart that I'd like to share.
来指出教会弟兄姐妹中间存在的难处。
And to point out a difficulty that has remained in the hearts of many brothers and sisters.
我必须求主先用宝血洁净我。
I first ask the Lord to cleanse me with His precious blood.
在他的生命中，我们才能够来讲纪律和持续。
Only in His life can we talk about discipline and orders.
只有在他的爱中，我们能够来讲管教的事情。
Only in His love can we talk about discipline.
保罗大量的列举了人的罪以后。
When Paul mentioned the many various sins of men,
他在罗马书十二章就说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
And in Romans chapter 12, he said that, therefore, brothers, I beseech you by the mercy of God,
将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
That you offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to God, holy and pleasing to Him. This is your reasonable service.
在保罗一生的宣教过程当中，栽培信徒的过程当中。
So we know that in the life of Paul preaching to the believers and in his missionary trip,
他坚持一样的东西，他会把真理告诉人。
He has maintained and emphasized on one thing, that he gives the truth to the people.
他总是再三的在自己要站在爱的里边，在基督的爱的里边来说话。
And he will continue to speak to them in the love of Christ.
他曾经为着一个逃奴阿尼西姆写了一封信给一个叫做腓利门的人。
Once he wrote a letter to Philemon, who was the master of a runaway slave called Onesimus.
我们也不知道具体怎么回事，但是保罗书信中显然的说到，腓利门其实是亏欠保罗的。
And he actually said, we're not sure what is happening, but he said that Philemon actually owed him something.
但是呢，他说，我向我有了年纪的保罗，我虽然可以在基督里边放胆的来吩咐你做合适的事。
So even though I'm Paul the age, can demand you what you should do in Christ.
何况我现在还是一个被为基督的缘故被囚禁的囚犯。
And furthermore, I'm also now, for Christ's sake, a prisoner.
我有足够的原因可以来吩咐你腓利门行该行的事。
I do have all the right reasons to demand you, Philemon, to do what you should do.
但是他说我不愿意这样做。
But I do not want to do that.
我宁愿求你。
I rather plead with you.
我宁愿求你来接纳这一个曾经对你没有益处、损害了你的逃奴。
That you should accept back this runaway slave that once was not benefit to you.
他回到你那里去，你接纳他。
When he returns to you, you must accept him.
像接纳我一样。
As if you are accepting me.
一个多少慈悲的心。
What a heart of mercy.
我们听见主耶稣也是这样对你我的心在说。
And I believe the Lord Jesus is speaking to your hearts and to my hearts.
他可以命令你们，命令我们做该做的事。
He can demand you, he can command you or command me to do the thing we should do.
但是他从来没有这样来对待你我。
But he has never dealt with us in such a way.
他用他的爱来激励你我，他说我求你与神和好。
But he try to encourage us with His love so that we may reconcile to God.
我求你的心必须对神有那一种的尊敬和爱戴。
He wants your heart to have a love and respect towards the Heavenly Father.
他好像也一样的在天父的面前对天父说，这帮人亏欠您许多，但是都记在我的账上吧。
And he will even say to the Father, all these people, they have owed you much, but put them on my account.
所以保罗说，我以主的慈悲劝你，把自己献上，当作活祭。
Therefore, Paul said to us, I beseech you, I plead with you to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
他从来不用强意、强政的、强制的手段逼你来行他的旨意。
He never used a strong hand to force you to force you to do something that you should do.
但是他对你说，我愿意替你还所有的亏欠的债。
But he said to you that I'm willing to pay all the debt that you owe to God.
但是我求你回到天父面前去。
But please return to the Father.
我相信天父也会接纳你们，像接纳我一样。
I believe the Heavenly Father will accept you just like He accepted me.
愿主的圣灵在我们心中说话，让我们能够懂得在神的家中当如何行。
May the Holy Spirit convict our heart so that we may know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
这家是永生神的教会真理的柱石和根基。
This house of God is the church of the living God. It is a pillar and ground of the truth.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主，求你赦免我们的罪。
Lord, may you forgive our sins.
特别是赦免那帮做带领的人的罪。
Especially the sins of the leaders among us.
主啊，我们为着我们今天这种光景，求你赦免我们。
Lord, for our condition today, may you forgive us.
愿你的爱
，May your love，
激励我们来向你悔改。
Compel us so that we may repent.
让我们真的能够在你面前审查自己。
That we may examine ourselves before you.
也让我们真的愿意回到天父的面前。
That we may be willing to return to the Heavenly Father.
纠正我们的生活态度。
To correct the way we live our life.
也首先纠正我们心中对你的轻率。
And also correct our negligence of you.
给我们一个敬畏你的心。
Give us a heart fearing you.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.